Hi everyone, and welcome to Another Supernatural Thing. My name is Chiara. If you're here, you probably found this podcast through Tumblr, where I first said I would start making it and recording it. It was just an idea back then, but I'm actually doing it now. So if you don't know who I am, and this is the first time you hear about this, first of all, how are you here? But secondly, my name is Chiara, as I already said. I'm Italian, I'm 27, and I decided to start this podcast about Supernatural after the last season, after its ending. I thought it was the right time because I've been way into it again. I've been watching it since I was 13, but yeah, this seemed like the right time to finally take a look at the entire story and see where we started, where it went, what happened along the way. For this first episode, I'm not gonna dive into Supernatural a lot. I want to just introduce myself and let you guys know why I'm making this podcast. I thought it would be a good idea to get to know each other a little bit. So as I said, I'm from Italy, which means that my approach to Supernatural might be a little weird because some of the pop culture is kind of wasted on me. The pop culture, American pop culture knowledge I have has come mostly from Supernatural because it's been going on so long and I've been watching it for so long. But how did I first get into the show? Well, I started watching it when I was 14, which is 2 years later than it started airing in the US, because it arrived to Italy 2 years later, and at the time it was dubbed, which means that some of the details, some of the more pop culture-y things were kind of missed on me at the beginning, but then I quickly switched to watching it in original language, because mostly because I didn't want to wait for episode to be translated, which means that at some point I was watching it as at the same time as it aired. So the first time when I started watching Supernatural, I actually started watching it for Jared Padalecki. It was 2007, I think, and Italy was fresh out of, you know, the Gilmore Girls fever. So I had found this actor that I really liked, which was Jared Padalecki, and I heard about this new show that it was gonna do. I wasn't really into horror at the time. I didn't know I was into horror because I'd never really delved into it consciously. So when the show was advertised and Jared Padalecki was on it, that was mostly my reasoning for watching it. Even though when I was really, really young, I used to watch horror in the summer with my aunt. We shouldn't have been doing that. I was like 8 years old and it was way too early to approach horror for me. But yeah, that's my first meeting with horror media. I used to watch Goosebumps movies. So yeah, this is my background for with the show when it comes to the show. Why doing this now though, even though the show has actually finally ended after 15 long years? Well, it's because back in 2015, I stopped watching Supernatural. It was right in the middle of season 10 that I stopped watching, because at the time everyone thought that season 10 was gonna be the last season, and then it was announced that it wasn't. So at that point I was still watching because I really wanted to know how it ended. But when I found out that it was renewed, I thought to myself, this is too much. This show is not as good as it was when I started watching it, and it feels like a chore to keep watching it. So I stopped at the time. But when the last season started airing, and it was really the last season, I thought to myself, okay, when the show ends, I'm gonna rewatch the entire show, the entirety of it, and I'm gonna finally find out how this ends, what happened. And then a lot of things happen between the episode 18 of the 15th season and the finale, and I was sucked right back into the fandom like I had never left. Of course, I missed a lot of things because, as you know, Supernatural content isn't just about the show, it's about the cons, it's about the general interaction between fandom and the show. So I had obviously missed a lot of things, but it was so natural for me to get back into the show and into the fandom, and that I had a great time. I'm still having a great time. It is a crazy experience. But yeah, I decided that I felt very strong feelings when I watched the finale, and I decided that I wanted to do something with that. And this is why I'm starting this podcast. I don't have any specific qualifications to be talking about the show. I just wanted to make something where I could pay attention, to pay conscious attention to the episodes and watch them with the knowledge that I have now as a 27 years old woman, bisexual woman. This is gonna really, like, my sexuality is definitely gonna have an impact on the way I view the show now as a more, as a person who is more sure of her sexuality. Even though when I started watching Supernatural, I already knew I was bisexual. I already had the words for it. I was very fortunate in that, but I'm not gonna get into it. We might delve into it a little bit when it comes to, you know, actual episodes, if the context allows it. So yeah, these are my reasons for wanting to do this. I will be basing my views of the show and of the episodes on my experience with fandom, my background as an Italian person, and my background as a bisexual person. This is not, of course, as I said, this is not the first time I watched the show. This is actually the third time, or rather the second and a half time, because I watched it the first time when it aired, and then I caught up to the ending rewatching it. And then I started rewatching it with my sister, who had always refused to watch it because she's scared of horror, but she became interested in it when I told her about the angels being included in the storylines. But then I stopped watching around season 9 because I really wanted to try and do this podcast, and my sister stopped watching while we were doing that. So this is my third time watching the show from start to finish. I think I have a clearer view of what to expect because I've already seen it, because of the things that have happened since the finale, and those are all factors that need to be considered if you're thinking of following me along this journey of the podcast. I really hope you will. I just want to let you all know that this is not edited. So the way I'm going to structure this podcast is that I'm going to watch one or two episodes of Supernatural at a time. And then I'm going to come on the podcast and comment the episodes, talk about what I saw, talk about what I think about them. It's mostly about my own personal opinions. And again, as I said, about my fandom experience. There might be some mature language because I have a potty mouth, I think the term is. Of course, the show started as a horror show, so there might be some adult themes discussed. I will be trying to include trigger warnings when I catch them, when I catch some subjects that might be triggering, but I have to say, I have to apologize in advance. I'm not very good at distinguishing what things are trigger warnings, and I always watched Supernatural in a very lighthearted fashion when it came to its more damning themes. So I'm not very good at discerning that, and I apologize for that. So if you think you can't listen to this podcast because of that reason, I will completely understand, but it's good that you guys know. So this is it. This is my introduction. Again, next time I'll be talking about the first episode of the first season. So if you want to catch up to the episode before the podcast airs, now is your time. I think that's all. Where can you find me? If you get interested in the podcast and would like to engage in a conversation with me, I have several handles all over social media. I have an Instagram account, which is mostly for my art. I also post some supernatural art. Some of it has got traction over Tumblr, which I'm super happy and flattered about. But yeah, you can find me on Instagram under the handle Turning Chiara Arts, and on Twitter under Chiara Burries, which is, it's not a very active account, I have to say. I mostly retweet other people's things, so that's what you will be expecting if you go on Twitter to find me. But mostly I am very, very active on Tumblr. If you want to contact me, that's the way to go. If you want to leave me an ask, leave me a submission. If you want to engage in a conversation, just shoot me a message. I will be glad to start a conversation with anybody about supernatural. My name over there is Mashima Darame. Please don't send me hate. Of course, I can't believe I have to say this, but please, please don't send me hate. I'm nobody. I'm literally just doing a podcast for fun. So if you have any opinions that disagree with mine, that's fine. We're a big community. We're a big fandom. Of course, differences are normal. Just engage me. Just engage me kindly and politely, and I will be absolutely happy to have a conversation with you guys. I strongly encourage that. I would love that if these podcasts resonated with anybody, but you know what to expect. I feel like I should specify them. I am a Destiel stan, and that will of course influence my views of the show, but I'm also trying to be objective. The show is not about just about that. There's just so many themes throughout the show that it would be very reductive to just talk about that. But someone might want to know before they start listening, and then get super disappointed when they find out that I believe in that. Well, I'm so excited to go on this journey with you. Thank you so much for listening, and see you next time.